We've got one more sovereign immunity case here, and this case addresses whether TxDOT's actions during a roadway reconstruction were discretionary actions or whether a special defect existed, either of which would implicate its sovereign immunity under the Texas Tort Claims Act. So TxDOT's appeal here arose out of a car accident in Houston in 2016. TxDOT and its contractors were reconstructing a road, and during the construction, the road, as I'm sure we're all familiar, was not in its normal configuration, with some lanes shifted or closed off. For every road construction project, a TxDOT engineer designs a traffic control plan to manage the flow of traffic during construction. At the location where the accident took place, the traffic control plan called for low-profile concrete barriers to separate opposing lanes of traffic. So I'm thinking of all those, you know, low concrete barriers I saw on I-35 for years. Probably going to be some more soon. contractors performing the construction are required to follow the traffic control plan. And although some minor changes are permitted without approval, most changes require written approval of an engineer. But here, the contractor deviated from the plan by installing yellow striping and reflective buttons to separate the lanes of traffic. And the contractor had identified that there was not sufficient room to use the concrete barriers. So they redlined that traffic control plan and emailed it to TxDOT, but they never received written approval to make that change. So one party to the accident that occurred was attempting to make a left turn and was stopped in what she believed to be the left turn lane, but was in fact the opposing lane of traffic. And a motorcycle collided head on with that vehicle. And the motorcycle folks were injured. So they filed suit against multiple parties, including TxDOT. TxDOT filed a plea to the jurisdiction asserting sovereign immunity and moved for summary judgment on that basis. The trial court denied the plea to the jurisdiction and the motion, and TxDOT appealed, which was taken up by the 13th Court of Appeals in Corpus Christi. The state and its political subdivisions are protected by sovereign immunity from liability for negligence. However, such immunity may be waived by statute or the Texas Constitution. So here we're talking about the Texas Tort Claims Act, which is codified as Chapter 101 of the Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code. And that statute waives sovereign immunity in certain situations involving a premises defect. So the Tort Claims Act imposes a duty on the government to claimants equivalent to that of a licensee. Section 101.060 exempts certain actions of a governmental unit from the act, such as the failure of a government unit to place a traffic or road sign, signal, or warning device if the failure is the result of a discretionary action of the governmental unit. So if it's discretionary, Tort Claims Act waived. Section 101.056 describes when a government action is discretionary, and that is if the government is not required by law to perform, or if the law leaves the performance or non-performance to the government's discretion. However, those exemptions do not apply to the duty to warn of special defects, and a special defect exists if a special defect exists, then the governmental unit has a duty to claim it equivalent to that of an invitee on private property. And then as such, the government must provide a warning. So the Texas Supreme Court had previously established in Denton County versus Bainon that a condition qualifies as a special defect only if it poses a threat to the ordinary users of a particular roadway. TxDOT asserted that the use of yellow striping and buttons did not constitute a special defect. And they further argue that their design decisions, including the decision to use yellow striping rather than the concrete barriers, are discretionary acts. So on the first issue, the Court of Appeals agreed with TxDOT that no special defect existed because, among other factors, a version of stripes and dots are routinely used to delineate lanes on roadways. And here the witnesses all agreed that the roadway didn't have sufficient room for a concrete barrier. Accordingly, TxDOT's use of stripes and dots passed the test from Bainon because the application of stripes and dots would not interfere with the normal course of travel for an ordinary user. We're, I think, pretty all used to stripes and dots. Without a special defect, TxDOT remained outside the Tort Claims Act's waiver of sovereign immunity because its action was one of those exempted by 101.060. And a special defect did not exist that would negate these exemptions. under subsection C and create the duty to warn. So the court next turned to TxDOT's discretion with regard to the traffic control plan and held that if TxDOT had the discretion to design a safety control plan, then it must also have the discretion to modify that plan. And the Texas Supreme Court in State v. McGill held that Tort Claims Act 101-056 protects TxDOT's discretion to decide which particular safety devices to implement. And courts should not second-guess those discretionary decisions. Because TxDOT has discretion to modify the safety control plan and there was no evidence to demonstrate that the implemented plan of the stripes and dots violated its policies, this was a discretionary function under which TxDOT is protected from liability under 101-056. So because TxDOT's actions were discretionary and there was no special defect, the waiver of sovereign immunity in the Tort Claims Act did not apply. And without a waiver, the 13th Court found that it did not have subject matter jurisdiction and reversed and dismissed. So now I think Carrie is going to talk about jurisdiction and standing.